As you know, the humanitarian and security situation is keep going worsening, and the fear that the crisis could be escalating out of the DRC and touch all the regions is so high. So, as civil society organizations, we think there are many opportunities to resolve this crisis. The humanitarian situations. These opportunities are like SCDC, which is meeting in Harare, and as an organization, regional organizations, which can play a positive role to support a ceasefire, a global ceasefire. This has been concluded between DRC and Rwanda last weeks in Rwanda. And with the support of the United States of America and all the international community. Because if the truce is implemented, then humanitarian actors may be able to deal with the humanitarian crisis, which is so important regarding the numbers of IDPs.
You also called on the international community, including the SADC leaders, to encourage or pressure President Tshisekedi to look for political resolution of the conflict. What do you mean by that? Because there are instances where, like Angola, has been playing a mediating role as between Rwanda and DRC to try to find a political solution to this conflict.
So as you know, the using of force must be the last solutions. Say SCDC and all international communities have diplomatic means, political and diplomatic means, to push DRC and Rwanda in a dialogue talk, peaceful dialogue talk, to resolve different issues regarding both countries. Reason why as civil society we think to prevent lives of civil populations, peaceful processes can help to resolve the problem without shedding the blood of civilians.
Wouldn't this undermine the efforts of Angola?
I don't think like that. ACDC doesn't undermine Angola processes, but it's the question of approach. Angola is following an approach based on peace processes, but ACDC is to use forces to impose peace and security in the region according to its engagements, its rules. But the aim of our call is to call to SADC to comply with Angola processes and to give or support to the Angola processes, to give the chance to the Angola processes, then we can reach a solution without using the force.
What's the message to the DRC leadership and the Rwandan leadership about trying to find ways of ending the conflict in the eastern part of the DRC?
And thank you. It's time to stop the wars. It's time to help people to go back in their villages. The only way is to call to both countries, the leaders of both countries, to engage themselves in a peace processes which will allow a last peace to be restored in the east part of DRC and all over the regions. Then people, countries can cooperate, can collaborate for developments and economic growth.